tonight I want, I'm going to do my best. I am. I'm going to lay the foundation for what is to come. We will go into more detail. And we're going to talk about some things that are happening every day, and we, the church, cannot ignore it. So here's what we're going to talk about. How, and to get to my topic, I'm looking at something else. I know that wasn't looking right. How do I overcome hurtful and abusive relationship in homes and marriage, and even on jobs and other places? How do I overcome that? If you don't know how to overcome that, you will wind up being in many areas of your life dysfunctional, a victim. Instead of you being a blessing and an asset to people, you become a victim. You become a problem. Instead of you adding to and bringing forth the beauty of the Lord, you'll bring forth the curses and the disaster of the devil. See, Satan is a con artist. Mm-hmm. He wants to dress up and look beautiful, just like, because he knew one time he was this one of the most beautiful angels that God had created. He had every diamond, every sapphire and jewelry and every covering. He was in charge of God's commerce. He was the one that led praise and worship. He was a, if you will let me say it like that, he was a gorgeous creature, beautiful. So he comes at you with deception when he left, when he lost, or when he was separated from God, he became a horrible, ugly creature. Ate up with evil, violent, deception, corruption, you name it. But he comes to deceive for the reason to destroy. Okay? So, family, home was God's idea. It was God's idea. This is the reason why God created man, then he said it's not good, right, for man to be alone. Am I right? That's what he said. And so he made him what? A helpmate. And he joined them together, and they became what? One flesh. And he set his love, his approval, his blessing upon that family, upon that union. And everything was beautiful. Everything was in order. Am I right? There was nothing evil about it. Everything was blessed. And then God, because you know why everything was blessed? Because the Bible said God blessed them. And God did what? Said unto them, what? Be fruitful, multiply. See, God wanted what he had created out of his own love, image, and likeness. He wanted to fill the earth with it. So he told the man, multiply. Multiply with all his grace, love, goodness, kindness, blessing. He wanted to multiply his knowledge, his Then he wanted man to multiply mentally, and we can see the brilliancy of Adam. Then he wanted him to multiply physically, so he gave him every seed of all kind to produce. He surrounded him with creatures that will enhance, and Adam had authority to rule those creatures just like God did, what he said to those creatures. Now, I watch a lot of, I say a lot, I see some of the nature show, Nat Geo, how do you say that, Nat Geo? Anyway, wildlife, where we see a lot of animal, and you see the tiger, the the lions, the cheetahs, and the different creatures. And the lion, that's a vicious fella. But before Adam sinned, and I'm gonna get back to my lesson, but I gotta lay this foundation. The lion was not violent towards. So what did they eat? What did they do before that? They didn't tear up and rip up flesh and bones and I think, I don't know if, but anyway, this what do you call a hyena? That's an ugly creature to me. But nevertheless, he's a creature. God created him, so he got to be something. But God so arranged this world, this earth, and he wanted man to fill it with his goodness. But when Satan, when Adam committed high treason, a lot of stuff came forth. Satan brought it into this earth realm that's been painful, been destructed, it's been hurtful. Instead of all mankind enjoying God's goodness, they have experienced destruction, disasters. And God, back to the man, he arranged this man and woman to fill the earth with who he is. And I'm going to read a scripture in a minute. And he wanted this man to bring forth in this earth realm who he is. But when Adam disobeyed and committed high treason, that act separated him from God. And he started bringing forth those things that was against God's will, against God's plan. He had two sons. Instead of those sons working together like they should, one rose up and killed the other out of jealousy. He had no real reason to do it. But he rose up and did what? Killed the other one. And the blood of the one he killed cried out to God. Amen. And from that day on, man have been at each other. And until God said, I can't leave him like he is because I created him for my glory, for my purpose, for my design. I created him for me. And so I'm going to provide a way for him to get back, to come back to me. And I'm going to talk about some things and I want y'all to listen so you can see. If you will do what the word teaches us to do and learn and do it, then you can walk victorious over the opposition. Young people can. And sure enough, those that's older than to have matured in the word, in the faith, we can walk victorious with all this chaos here.